This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening this morning. California's on fire. I'm sure this is not news to you. Donations to the Red Cross can be made at redcross.org. You can do it by phone at 800-RED-CROSS, or if you text the Red Cross at 90999. I think that one's for the Butte Fire, and then 91999. Hold on. Oh, okay, hold on. Text Butte Fire, B-U-T-T-E, Fire, to 91999, or CA Wildfires to 90999, and that makes an automatic donation. Salvation Army is also taking financial donations.
United Way.
Yeah, there's, I mean, obviously people are looking for ways to help. There's also at RadioAlice.com, we have all kinds of resources listed. And if you want to volunteer your time, there's opportunities for that. So that's a good place to start, is RadioAlice.com. Let's see here. I think the big news yesterday was Stan Lee passing away. Marvel Comics legend passing away at the age of 95. There's been a bunch of stuff about him sort of leading up to this too. He actually just tweeted on Sunday, you know, thanking veterans, and he was a World War II vet.
Was he?
Yeah, according to this. He started Marvel in 1961 with Jack Kirby. They co-created the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Incredible Hulk, X-Men, Iron Man, and the Avengers. They say that he revolutionized superheroes by, you know, giving them
problems
and a sense of humor. And quirky personalities, human flaws that adult readers could relate to. They actually say the superheroes leading up to that point were like godlike, flawless.
Superman.
Right.
Well,
like
isn't the most revolutionary by that sort of thinking, isn't Batman even more revolutionary? Because he's not even a superhero.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just a dude.
But that was DC.
Just a rich dude.
Who's better, DC or Marvel?
Well, in comics, books, and I think even cartoons, DC, hands down. Whoa. But in actual film, hands down, Marvel. And it seems like film matters the most, so Marvel.
Well, certainly won. I'm glad that he was able to make a mountain of money. He was very prolific. I never read comic books at all. Never had one, never looked at them, didn't care about it at all. But I guess when you look back at all the stuff he wrote and all these characters, I mean, some people only, if they're lucky, they come up with one memorable character.
I know that list is like the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Incredible Hulk, X-Men, Iron Man, and the Avengers, all of which are, and I'm sure a gajillion other ones as well. But those
Did he make, was he rich in the 70s?
No.
He was rich by the 70s.
He really became super wealthy when the, yeah. Well, he has a lot of problems. I mean, do you have his issues?
I got issues.
Well, they say when he died, he was worth 50 to 80, which is kind of a
That's a wide range,
it
but
is,
actually lower than I would think, considering the licensing on all these things.
But yeah, what happened? Didn't we read about some...
Somebody had taken control of his estate and was selling his signature in blood. And
There was a report of elder abuse.
What was his problem in the 70s?
Well, so, you know, there's stories that these superheroes were developed by groups of people, but he was always the front man, and he ultimately wouldn't share the credit with these other guys. So that was one of the issues. And then later on in his life, you know, as he's dying, all of his family squabbling, they want money. So the in-family fighting was terrible, and his fighting with his partners was pretty rough.
Well, he was in that some kind of partnership, I think, which he managed to extricate himself from there at the end, the people who were selling his signature in blood, actually having a nurse draw his blood and then ink in his signature with that. It's
right.
Freaking gross. Anyway, he retired as a comic writer. So he started Marvel in 1961, wrote comics for years. stayed at Marvel after he retired, and throughout the 80s and 90s became a cult. That's when his cult status was established. And in the last 15 years or so, they're saying he had a pretty rocky relationship with Marvel. But he still made cameos in 26 Marvel movies, starting with the TV movie The Trial of the Incredible Hulk in 1989. You must have seen that, right?
The Trial of the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, it's a TV movie. 89.
Never heard of it.
Sounds like he's already shot his cameo for the upcoming Avengers 4. No word on whether or not he'll be in Captain Marvel. Isn't Captain Marvel the one with the
Brie Larson?
Brie Larson, yeah. The chick.
That's going to be great.
He does have a cameo in Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's coming out next week. Cameo started as a joke in the comics. Stan once said, the artist back then would draw me in as a joke or just to have fun. And I'd put some dialogue balloons in there and it looked as if I intended it. I didn't try to do cameos in those days. He lived to see his characters become bigger than anyone could have ever imagined just in the last 10 years with all these movies. They are calling it the massive mainstream success of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Did I get you right? So Ralph is a Marvel character too?
Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
I do not know.
Didn't you just say he made a cameo in it?
He is in Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
Is that Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, it is Wreck-It Ralph, but I don't know if he's... I'm reading about the Trial of the Incredible Hulk, so this is a TV movie where it looks like they take the Hulk to court.
And is it Lou Ferrigno playing the Hulk?
It is, and Bill Bixby, but...
They take him to court?
Yeah, so he's
but does he just smash the courtroom?
Well, it's weird. I mean, I'm just looking at the movie poster, and the Hulk and Bill Bixby are on trial.
Is the Hulk in a suit?
Here, I'll show you the pic. It's weird.
Does he have adequate representation? Let's have a look at that.
See?
Oh, God, that's so... Look how mad Bill Bixby's getting. You don't want Bill to get mad while he's on the...
Stand.
On the stand. And then he's, you know, it shows him and his eyes have gone white and he's got his mouth open like he's screaming as he's sitting in the witness box and then he's standing up as the Hulk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys, you don't put the Hulk on trial. Stop it.
You definitely don't let him take the stand.
Yeah, that's for sure. You put him in some kind of titanium cage and ask him the mean questions.
I'm sure that lawyer's head got pinched right off.
I am definitely going to watch that.
Oh, you are?
I 100% am. Are you kidding?
Look at the wig they put on him. So ridiculous.
See that?
Such an awful... You know, wigs have become
so... Oh, the bailiff looks very afraid.
Recognizable.
Yeah. That's funny. Everyone's like, why is there a giant green dude in here now? The remnants of... They should have had the tie still around his neck.
How jacked that dude is, though.
Yeah, oh
that's
my
a
God.
Real life dude.
Lou Ferrigno is the
I've
real
interviewed
deal.
Him before. He has a hearing issue or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
None of us knew that.
Oh.
He did episodes on King of Queens way back when.
Lou Ferrigno did?
Yeah, he was their neighbor.
Oh, I remember that.
He was like the nosy neighbor. It was pretty funny to have him on there.
Well, anyway, rest in peace, Stan Lee. Not surprisingly, a ton of Marvel actors paid tribute to him yesterday. Captain America, Spider-Man, M'Baku. Is that from Black Panther?
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man. Wolverine, Deadpool, Venom, tons. The list goes on. Lou Ferrigno, the original Incredible Hulk, Black Widow, everybody.
I was listening to a reporter talk about the hardest sell that Stan Lee had to get, you know, the studio to buy into was Spider-Man. They're
really?
Like, and yeah, because the studio head was like, first of all, this superhero is a teenager. No one will ever buy a teenager being a superhero, ever. That's such a stupid idea. And then the guy also said, spiders? Everyone hates spiders. You just made a teenage spider superhero. That's the dumbest idea in the whole world. And he had to fight and fight and fight for Spider-Man so hard.
You mean when he first wrote the comics?
Yeah, when he first wrote the comic. Yeah, like the studio head is like, we are not making a superhero that's a teenager and a spider. Two things that no one will ever buy into, ever.
On paper, they're not wrong. Turned out it was good.
Right.
Actually, that's such a dumb conversation. I imagine Stan Lee's like, it's make-believe. douchebag. Yeah. There are no superheroes. There's no point in having this. You are too stupid to have a conversation with.
Spider-Man.
Like, this is a cartoon. Look,
right,
what I've drawn here. This is none of this.
That first movie, and I'm sure all the Spider-Man movies are great, but that very first one with Tobey Maguire.
That was a good one.
From the original one. Because there have been three other guys since then. That one, I remember being midway through that movie going, I never want this movie to end.
Aww.
It's so great.
So this was in 1960. He had to pitch it.
Oh. Pitch Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it seems like the kids who love comics ate up everything he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anybody who had any problem with any of it.
Right. No, as not good as it looks on paper, Spider-Man. It's so funny because I never really thought about that. Like, everyone does hate spiders, and it is a teenager. Everybody hates them.
I know, right?
But I'm like, I love Spider-Man. On a serious note, I got a couple stories from the fires that are happening. Ireland Baldwin. First of all, it looks like Kim Basinger's house burned down. She was saying that they don't have confirmation from Kim herself, but Ireland said, my mom's house burned down.
A big chunk of Malibu has burned down.
Although, did you talk to Eddie?
Eddie's okay.
Still?
Last I talked to him, he was okay. His house is on the outskirts of what was happening, and they've been able to save his area.
On Sunday, Ireland wrote a detailed account on social media of an interaction with a police officer who she says wouldn't allow her to access her property. So she was trying to go, I guess the winds had died down and some people were being allowed to head to their homes to get
more stuff.
She said, yesterday I spent all day long trying to get back to my place in Malibu to gather a couple of my things before the winds were expected to pick back up. This is Alec Baldwin's daughter, Ireland. If you've never seen her, she's beautiful. She's a model and she's also a rude, thoughtless little pig. An officer at a back way entrance to one of the main canyons that take you over to Malibu stopped us and refused to let us in because I don't have my Malibu address on my ID. So they were doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Not only was he a dick, but he had zero compassion and he literally accused us of being looters and threatened us that we were going to be arrested if we kept giving him trouble. I understand he was doing his job.
Does she?
No, she doesn't. But in times like this, when people are losing loved ones and losing their homes, the least you can do is show compassion and be as kind as you can, even if you can't help them. She then went on to say her mom's home had burned down and so many friends and family of friends are losing everything they own in these fires. My mom and her partner lost their Malibu home in the Woolsey fire, and thankfully they're both safe. About 75,000 homes in Ventura and Los Angeles were given evacuation orders last week. And now they're just going on to talk stats, which I'm sure you're going to get to.
I'm not surprised she vented on Twitter or wherever that was, and I don't think the guy did anything wrong. He probably had been on a 12-hour shift or whatever and had been dealing with
people trying to get in there all day.
Could barely breathe thanks to the smoke that he'd been inhaling for hours on it. I mean, everybody's at their wit's end.
They have high blood pressure.
They've all had it.
Yeah.
And up to here.
Mm-hmm. Sandra Bullock has donated $100,000 to the California Humane Society to help animals affected by the wildfires. Sunday night, they announced that they'd received that donation. Our efforts for rescuing and caring for evacuated animals from the Hill and Woolsey fires had caught her attention, and her team reached out to the shelter to show their support. They've also reached out to other nonprofit organizations both during this incident and in the past, but this time she wanted to contribute to those on the front line rescuing animals in peril and hopes that others will choose to do the same. They're talking about, so I guess the Humane Society of Ventura County, HSVC, they have been doing Facebook posts. On Sunday, they had gone to Patrick Dempsey's farm and relocated all his animals as that was burning. And they're just going on to say that her donation is going to help them provide 24/7 care for the scores of horses, bulls, donkeys, pigs, chickens, ducks, dogs, cats, and other pets evacuated from the fires.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And yesterday, because parts of the fire. Once it's gone past, you get to go and see the devastation that's left behind. Liam Hemsworth and his brother Luke, who I was just reading, he's one of the, there's four total Hemsworth brothers.
Oh, is there four? I thought there were only three.
Maybe there are only three. But Luke is also an actor.
He is, the Australian. He's short. Poor guy.
I know, poor thing.
Have you seen them together, the three of them?
I have.
Pull up a picture of it, Brent.
Is there only three?
Yeah, Liam, Chris, and Luke.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Baldwin brothers. I just was reading that he's just got cast in something.
Oh.
And it might be a TV thing.
Wow, the skinny kid's the tallest one, huh?
He's so short.
Yeah. He's good looking.
Yeah, he is a good looking dude. I mean, it's not like, but he is actually, he's the best looking of the three of them.
Yeah. Lucas?
He's not bad looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking kid.
Yep.
A little goofy. I'm seeing a headline, Luke Hemsworth steps in for younger brother in Tourism Australia ad. You think it's a major role that he's getting?
No, I swear I saw
something. I'll do a tourism ad. That's good money.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Not money I'm turning down. Good
well,
for him.
Well, Liam went back with his brother to visit what's left of his home. You know what's left? A driveway.
Hmm.
Here's the shots. They were actually, looks like they were volunteering and helping because they're wearing respirators and handing out water is what it looks like. Here's a shot. I guess this does not look like the full house because this looks like a little shack in the woods. Jeez. Clearly, I cannot get any paper to you.
What happened?
Nothing. We're like 5.5 feet away from each other, and so we have to kind of sail pieces of paper across at each other.
Sometimes
and
it goes, and sometimes
they make it.
We need a drone in here.
I heard the new studio is going to be better.
Oh, really?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I heard we're getting that in 2031.
I heard we're getting new carpet.
Yeah, I heard a lot of things. Anyway, the house is it's just gone. Mm. Miley is safe, her pets are safe, and she and the love of her life are safe.
You know the poor short brother, Luke?
Yes.
He's 5'11".
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, hilarious. So he's normal.
Right.
Just looks short.
The other guys
family.
Are.
I don't know.
Six
I didn't
foot.
Look that up. I'm yeah. sure
Clearly.
They're like 6'3"
nice.
Or something. You know.
Nice.
Oh God.
Give me that 6 foot something. Something.
Apparently, Luke is in
5'11" guy.
He's in Westworld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Luke is in Westworld, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've seen him in stuff. He's a good actor.
Oh, they're all
Liam
great
and
actors.
Chris then. Are both 6'3".
All right.
Oh, wow. And this guy's a shorty at 5'11". Jeez. Poor thing. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, I'm going to get you updated on the fires, and we'll also talk to Holly Kwan reporting on the scene for Alice News Network after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This holiday season, Alice is collecting new unwrapped toys for Toys for Tots at Alice in Winterland, December 6th at the Masonic in San Francisco. If you're lucky enough to have a ticket to the sold-out Alice in Winterland, please share your toys. I know, you can only win them now. Got to keep it here on the Alice. We're asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Help us bring some holiday cheer to Bay Area families in need. All the info is at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at BayClubHappy.com. Here's what's happening. We're going to check in 1 second with Holly Kwan. I wanted to update you on the fires from Twitter. I was checking the Cal Fire site early this morning, and what we've got right now is the campfire is still under evacuation and 30% contained. The Woolsey fire is 30% contained, but they've been letting some people go back in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the stories you were telling as people they were being allowed back in. The Hill fire is 85% contained. And I believe reporting now from up north is Holly Kwan from KCBS and also ANN. Good morning.
You better tell her what ANN stands for.
She knows. Don't act like that, Yuzette. Uh-huh. Anyway, good morning, Holly. Where are you at and what are you seeing?
Hey, I'm in Chico. Actually, I'm on my way to Chico to the Incident Base Command Center. They usually have 7 o'clock briefings, and that's when they send out the strike teams. They get their marching orders for where they're supposed to go during the day, what the terrain's going to look like, and what kind of weather they're going to be facing for the day. And usually it's pretty smoky. It's you think it's bad in the Bay Area. You know, we've been sort of measuring the particulates in the Bay Area. It's like 175, 178. I didn't measure it until yesterday. I don't know why I wasn't thinking of this. It's 218 in Chico. So that's like one level below hazardous.
Are you reporting through a mask right now?
I'm not. You know, my mask is in the trunk. I'm not a very good practitioner. I'm a bad practitioner of good health.
Okay.
And do you have one of those full respirator things or just the simple white mask?
No, I have the white simple white mask, but it is the N95 kind. It's the kind that they tell you you have to have, otherwise it's not going to do you any good.
Right. You know, I've been hearing you a ton, and obviously it seems like you're there. Do you ever sleep? I mean, it does seem like you're constantly on KCBS reporting live.
Sleep is like, I don't know, 6 hours or so, which isn't bad. It's not
where
bad.
Do you sleep, Polly? Do you get a hotel room or your car? Like, how does that work?
Well, no, I'm totally ready to sleep in the car, but they did actually get me a motel room. It's in Willows, which is like 37 miles away, which at first sounds like, well, why would I want to be so far away? But actually, the air quality there is better than it is in the Bay Area. The way that the wind shift is. It's better there. So I do this, 37-mile drive back and forth into Chico.
Well, and actually, that's, the fact that you even can get a hotel room with so many people at this
place. I know. That's why I was totally thinking about Holly this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's no vacancy in this one. And, and people are, the evacuations, there are 52,000 people evacuated. They're anywhere from, Redding to the north to Sacramento in the south. Mm. And so that's how far people have gone.
And this morning we got a report that now the fire has claimed 42 lives and the search will begin at daylight. So any minute now, as they're going to be continuing to look for more victims, correct?
Yeah, they asked for 150 more search and recovery personnel, more cadaver dogs. They actually asked for two of those military-style portable morgues. So that's pretty sobering to give you an idea of what they're expecting. They only have IDs on four of these people because they may be perhaps burned beyond recognition. They're also asking for what they call these federal rapid ID response teams. These are people who specialize in analyzing skeletal remains, and they can determine gender, they can determine possibly ethnicity, just looking at the bones. But when they tell us things like that, you start to think, oh my gosh, what is it that they're looking for?
Right, you have a rough day ahead. Thanks a lot, Holly.
I have, as a human being, Holly, how do you handle being in such devastation?
It's rattling. It's sobering. And the thing is that I feel like, my gosh, at some point I get to come home. These people don't get to come home. And some of them are council people who live in this community.
Right.
They're working and their houses were destroyed. And so some of them say, the way that they get through it is that they stay busy. And they're so busy doing their job, they don't have time to process what's already happened to them.
All right. Thank you.
Holly Kwan, yeah. KCBS.
Take
thank
care,
you
Holly.
So much, Holly. Be careful out there. And thanks for calling in this morning.
To the ANN.
Right.
Alice News Network.
Right. Don't laugh when you say that.
Why not?
So we do have, that was Holly reporting from up north. The death toll is up and the fire's not out. So that's the latest. We do have rain in the forecast. We do. I've told you this yesterday. It's on the back end of a 10-day forecast. There's even snow in Tahoe forecast for 10 days
really?
Out.
Really?
That's right. Overnight snow.
That's
so
actually the best news ever.
The news is really good. We've got some weather coming that could help out a lot. That could change. 10-day forecasts are
10 days.
Right.
Hmm.
You're not seeing it?
No, I am seeing it. I actually realize I'm in the wrong section here. I'm looking for, it says San Francisco unhealthy air quality right at the top there. I'm seeing, it looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, potential rain.
Yeah, way farther out, but it's there, and that's good news.
Oh, you said Thursday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week.
Oh, okay.
Also, I should mention right now, while it's real early here, hopefully it helps you, there are a ton of school closures today in the North Bay. So I'm not going to read this whole list. You should check on it if you've got a kid going to school. Or if that's where you work, because they're closing schools due to poor air quality. Mm. One other thing I wanted to mention, there was a tweet put out by the president. I told you yesterday I was super bummed about it. I didn't even bother reading it to you because it just frustrates me that the compassion coming off
that there
that
is
Twitter
none.
was zero.
Right.
And the blame about the forestry department, like, I just went,
it's like, it's not a forest that's burning, it's a town.
It's people's homes. And right. it really bothered me, but I didn't want to read it because I don't want to get caught up in all that. But then to find out today what one thing that we're gonna see over the next, I'd say, 6 months, PG&E is, and Southern California Edison are both going to find themselves, it's looking like, as the cause of these big fires.
Are you kidding?
Yep. No. There was a PG&E, very specifically, a spark situation happening in the north, and they were supposed to get out and fix it. They'd had a planned appointment to go, but it didn't get done, and they're saying that may be where this fire started.
Oh, my God.
So that's one of them. And the other one was the Southern California Edison, which again was another situation. So I don't know how this gets fixed as we're dealing with these two big behemoth companies that give us our power. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Do they get broken up?
Smaller chunks that can be handled and maintained?
I don't know how that works.
Level.
I mean, you know.
It's awful.
When... I mean, they were already found to be behind the fires in Santa Rosa last year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand, you know, we all want our power.
Right. Well, of course we do. But we want it to be delivered safely and not be arcing sparks into the dry brush.
Weren't they responsible for the San Bruno explosion?
Yeah, that was a PG&E thing,
that
too.
That was, too.
Yeah, their track record is getting suckier and suckier. Yeah.
So without reading you the whole story, this is about the campfire. PG&E emailed a woman about sparking problems a day before the campfire started. The giant utility got in touch with Betsy Ann Cowley saying they needed access to her property because their power lines were causing sparks. So that's one of them. And the other one is not PG&E. It's Southern California Edison, which is but they're saying that's probably also line fed. So there's that.
That is stunning. Weren't they also, so 2 weeks ago, PG&E was saying if the winds get to a certain speed, we're going to shut down the.
Yes.
And they did. And
right.
There were people who were complaining about, you know, it wasn't even that windy and blah, 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 blah. I want those lines maintained correctly. We pay enough for PG&E to maintain their infrastructure.
Well, here's the thing the story I read this morning is that in the end, who pays for the lawsuits that PG&E and Southern California Edison will deal with? The consumer will.
Right.
So as we think to ourselves, well, sue them to smithereens. Wait till you see your bill after they've been sued by smithereens.
Oh, they're saying we're going to see us customers are going to be seeing huge.
So there's the pickle. Is, you know, we need the payments to be made.
Reasonable.
But we also need we are paying those debts.
Doesn't it seem like there should be something in the judgment against a company like that that says this cannot be passed on to you, or if you're going to pass it on, you've got to pass it on in 1% raise increments, mm-hmm. You know, per year or whatever it is. That's horrifying.
So
in the end, it's people who pay for everything. So,
on
it's the little people.
The newest frontier for hookers and cheaters.
Oh, hookers and cheaters. There's one beyond the internet.
Hookers and cheaters and whores.
Oh, my.
The rise of driverless cars is expected to displace workers / cab fares and give people a new place to bone.
Oh. Yay. Oh, go in the driverless car. That should be a great place to also not bone and ride. I just wanted to ride, and the inside of this car is like a porn den.
It's a natural conclusion that sex in autonomous vehicles will become a phenomenon.
Oh, my God.
Get ready, everyone. The new frontier.
I want my entire car to be steam cleaned before it picks me up, please. Oh, that's disgusting. People, you know what they're going to start selling is Vinny's going to love this. It'll just be like body condoms that, you know, disposable body. Oh, you know what it'll be like? You know the ass gaskets that you get in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like You'll pull out just a sheet of plastic from the back of the seat in the autonomous car and just lay
like
that down.
Like the doctor's office.
Yeah, right. It'll be like a roll of doctor paper that you pull out so you don't have to sit on the hideous stained seats.
Doctor paper.
You know, whatever that's
called. I do know what you're talking about.
Doctor paper. Like, it's like butcher paper.
It's just on some of that crap.
Oh, how did that go?
It went great.
Yeah? Do you like a new doctor?
She's very nice.
Yeah?
Yes. Very.
She's gentle? And
she was nice, yes.
Did she see all your bits? And
no, she didn't.
Did she like everything?
She didn't strip me down.
Did you kiss her hand?
I didn't kiss her.
Did you kiss her head, though?
Did you get a...
I can't talk to you people.
Yeah, you guys.
Did you get movement? Stirrings?
There was no, there's not, none of that
How
happened
she?
At all. She's young.
Yeah.
In fact, when she's an Indian lady from Salinas who just came up
Salinas.
Here. Her husband works in Cupertino. Uh-huh. And so she, at the end of it, she goes, I can't do her accent, but she's got one. And she goes, is there anything you'd like to ask me?
Anything you'd like to ask me?
Yes. And
do
I
do you have any questions for me?
Uh-huh. And I just said, do you plan on being here? Because, you know, I'm looking for a doc.
I'd like to go steady.
Well, I would like to have a steady doc.
Are you
doc.
Asking me for a date? I just told you I'm married. Oh.
I stopped short, though, and this was on my mind, but I didn't want to ask. But I was thinking...
Are you going to have kids?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, because that's exactly why my last doctor ended up so backed up for appointments because she had a six-month maternity leave. Mm. And so when I called for a physical, they said, we're looking at, this was in the summer. Mm-hmm. I called for, and they go, we're looking at December. I'm like, what the? What the? That's 6 months away. Yeah.
Yep.
How's that sound?
She just had a baby.
How about that?
How about that?
I didn't like it at all.
I don't like it. You should just play sound bites.
I know. You know. We might as well. It's
a whole show.
A whole conversation.
Miller High Life.
Oh. Yeah.
You like
we
it?
We got the time. We got the beer.
I gotta say, I don't
play
like
that
it.
Song.
I don't Miller like it either.
Beer. Is that the theme song?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I liked...
You've got the time. We've got the beer.
I've never Miller heard that. You gotta be a certain age to have heard that one.
Yeah, you gotta be old.
Do you mean old? Yeah, that's what we are.
Miller High Life slogan is... The champagne of beers.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Says it right through the beer on
says
the back
it right
of
on
the,
it.
The label.
Is this it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
You got the lyrics?
Aren't they going to
start
singing?
Sing it?
We've got the beer.
Oh, is it not?
Oh, it's like the karaoke version?
It almost seems like the karaoke. Hold on. Here's from 1979.
Oh, God. You got to be old.
Let me jump ahead.
There's a smoker for you.
It's Miller time. Got the time.
Got the beer. Miller beer.
The audio sounds hella old.
Play that guy's voice old. Again.
Yeah, yeah, that's
he's talking right through cigarette smoke.
The clams. The clams taste just as sweet, you guys.
Yeah, because I always thought clams tasted sweet.
Yeah, clams and beer. So what that? That is, you have a delicious clam.
And that guy sounds like throat cancer, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Jesus. I wonder how he's doing these days.
God.
Do you think clams meant back then what they mean today?
No, but...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Liar who lies.
Like seafood and gout, or what do you mean?
Anyway, I didn't drink the champagne of beers myself. I enjoyed the Genuine Draft when that came out. Do you remember when that actually came out?
Probably.
I do.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, let's try that.
I wasn't paying attention
cold
to beers,
cold filtered?
Really.
I'm in! Stupid. Anyway... you'll be able to buy Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, in champagne bottles now.
Oh,
do we want that?
No, this Christmas season, they're rolling
40?
Them out nationwide.
Because you gotta, you know, undo the foil and pop the top. It's a whole thing.
And don't worry,
for
it's probably a screw top.
$3.49
for a whole champagne bottle.
You
of
can
it?
Toast with the champagne of beers on New
Take
Year's
a look.
Eve.
That's
it's
you know what?
Gorgeous.
I'm going to get that because I can't stand champagne. I would much rather have Miller High Life. Oh, that's funny. Oh, look how full. That's hilarious.
Does it have a cork top?
No,
they don't even show it to tell you the
I'm
truth.
I'm sure it's a twist see. Top. Yeah. It's got to be. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. I've got a Toy Story 4 update. The LA Rams have a special call. I've also got a Warrior story. Yeah, I got a Warrior story. I have a lot of varied items coming up in the celebrity trash. Stick around.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.